We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Fast food items coming up the professional chefs actually enjoy. First time, though, for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Today is my daughter Mila's 11th birthday. Can I get Mike to do an 11 sound bit shout out? Dealer's choice. Farts would be good. Okay. And Coach Ted telling how sixth grade is going to be. Thanks, guys, for all you do. We'll see you at your 20th anniversary party.
Nice.
Lots of love then from Jeff and Joanne, the mom and the dad.
Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, don't. It's important.
Let's go with...
Damn!
Seven.
And I'll do...
Happy Chinooka. Mm.
There was a point that you got to when you came out of your mother's womb, that the cord had to be cut.
What? Jeez, Louise.
Please clap.
All right, sixth grade. Throw, help me out here. Sixth grade, is that patrol years?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
All right.
Maybe it was.
Maybe you'll join the safety patrol. Who knows? Kind of getting into the middle school era. Guess maybe there's some sports involved. Maybe a musical instrument. Who knows? But I will tell you this. Sixth grade could be a little tough, all right? Might have that one mean kid in class. The hell with them. All right? Stay the course. Enjoy sixth grade.
If you do safety patrol, take the afternoon shift. My kids express because you got to get up early. If you do the morning.
Oh, do the afternoon. I'm an afternoon guy.
They're like, bro, seriously.
But then you want to go home.
You do, but it's easier. Yeah. It's easier. Hi, guys. Today is my son Kevin's 14th time around the massive fiery ball of chaos. Last year's birthday shout-out, you guys gave him a fart. This year, how about a fart montage followed by Coach Ted and Goofy talking about how awesome Kevin is going to do in high school football. Thanks for all you do. That from Sam.
First of all, Kevin, I have a good feeling you'll be good. It'd be nice if your dad, Sam, let us know what damn position you play. But anyhow, block, tackle, win. Goofy knows all about it.
I sure do. Boy, I was a good high school football player. Biggest problem I had was finding cleats big enough to fit my feet. But once I did that, it was hard to catch old Goofy out there in the field.
Kevin, remember, if you're playing defense, see what you hit.
Yeah. Sometimes sports is like band. The coach puts you where they want, especially when you're coming up.
Yeah, I just feel like by 14, you kind of know.
Well, you have an idea.
Maybe. I talked to a guy who's going to freshman football. They already started the practice. And
nice.
What position do you play? It's like defensive end, right? He's got some muscle tone. I said, man, that's a great position. He's like, dude, the guys that got a hit are so much bigger than me. I said, right, but they have to block you. Like, yeah. You get to use your skill. You get to be long. You get to do all that. I'm like, yeah, they outweigh you, but don't worry about it.
Hey, like,
you're
look,
end, man. If you're a tackle, that's one thing. You're the end.
Yeah, the start of practice. So he's like, hey, Tony, we're try out on the O-line. Like, all right, sure. Right? Like, I'll play center. And then by, like, practice three or four, it's like all the quarterbacks are like, he is so sweaty. And they're like, you're not remembering the plays. Like, let me just play defense. I like to hit stuff.
Patalis, can I get a shout-out to my boy, Kalen, pronounced K-Lan, on his 36. Congratulations on contributing to sending Katy Perry out of space. Truly epic. I'll give me your penises too small, an OG fish sandwich, and the dirty Germans talking about how the Tacoma Tugs got their name. P.S. Ted is a resident mascot ambassador. Put some respect on my boy Brutus's name. Thanks, guys. That's from Andyman 5000.
Your Oregon fish sandwich?
Yeah, I think you know how the Tacoma Tugs got their name. I went to the brothel once. It's the first thing they did free of charge.
Yeah, so, you know, every time I go down to Tacoma, man, woman, whoever, say, like, tug time.
Yeah, by the way, when you get on a dirty German tugboat, it's not what you expect.
Miles, important information.
Yes.
We have a new college football game mascot update.
Okay.
The first game of the year, of course, is over as the Aer Lingus College Football Classic.
Yeah.
And they have they have unveiled their new mascot, Celtic the Brave.
Celtic the Brave.
Well, they play in Dublin.
Sure.
Yeah, he was born on Irish soil and forged on the gridiron.
I'll be damned.
Okay.
Boo, bitches. Today, my husband, Scott, turns 42 years old. He is the peanut butter to my jelly and the reason our life is so full of adventures. I appreciate everything he does for us and love him very much. On that note, can I please request a fart montage, Coke Ted, advising him on what to do to celebrate, and you guys talking all over each other about how cool it is to build a house ourselves. Thanks, guys. You're the best and our favorite to listen to. That from the lovely Laura.
You're going to be doing a lot of that tonight. You get on there. Oh, hey, yeah, man. Sometimes you got to poop. You got to fart. My recommendation, get a bar stool next to the bathroom. A, for pooping. B, for more Coke.
Patel's not sure if anyone will sit down for me, so I'll take care of it myself. Today marks my 44th trip around the sun.
Am I still going?
So can I get Coach Ted hyping me up for the year? Dirty Germans telling me how to handle the balls at Topgolf later today. Maybe some dad jokes for Miles. Love you guys. Been listening to you for 15 years. Rock on. See you at the big party in Woodinville. That from James.
James? How old's James?
44 years old today.
All right, James. Well, this might be the year to stop being a racist dolphin. 44, it's actually, you know, I'm 44 right now. It's been a pretty good year. You know, I would say you might start off a little slow. It'll amp up. And then also, we get to look at those other people and go, oh, we're not 45, you old fart.
Yeah, when you go to Topgolf tonight, this is my suggestion for handling the balls. Two at a time and smell the dimples.
So, yeah, it's a golf course. It's the one place it's okay to have a flexible shaft.
Yeah.
Dad jokes.
What sexual position produces the ugliest babies? What sexual position produces the ugliest babies?
Ask your mom.
Ask your mom. Guys, my daughter introduced me to her new boyfriend who works at the zoo.
Oh, yeah?
He is a keeper.
All right.
And finally, I know to each their own, but my girl says it's disgusting to pee in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah?
She said I should wait until she gets out. Gentlemen, I don't know if anyone listening who knows my birthday is today, but today I've orbited the great nuclear reactor in the sky 51 times. Unfortunately, I have a summer cold for my birthday, so instead of being miserable, I'm going to hold off until later to have a can of Men's Room IPA in celebration.
Nice.
Meanwhile, I'd love a bong rip, one or more of the explosions Ted uses for TV time, and you guys talking all over yourselves about the old TV show Emergency. Flicker and Horror, is that from Dennis?
Well, as far as emergency,
man, the best thing I remember about emergency was
I remember the song.
Jesus. One of the characters in Emergency's name is really Randolph Mantooth.
All right, guys.
Like Dorothy Mantooth?
No, like Randolph Mantooth. That's his actual name.
That's his real name?
That's his real name.
How to change that for Hollywood.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz, a dirty German, is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's a food and wine here. It's a magazine we read in the industry. They asked the professional chefs, like, what is your go-to fast food item?
All right.
Now, obviously, a lot of them are like, we need fast food. But a lot of them had things that are very specific, and I don't think the list will shock you. But just real quick around the room, what... Mike, I know you got to be Crunchwrap Supreme as a fast food item. Thrill, Miles, is there one? I mean, is it nuggets? Is there one item where you're like, if I had to go, I could eat this all the time?
It used to be Taco Bell's Mexican Pizza.
All right.
I don't know what it was about it, man. It wasn't necessarily good. It was not pizza. It was not Mexican. But for whatever reason, my mouth and my belly said, I like this.
I like a Big Mac. But I feel like restaurants can create that flavor combination. I think there's two things that stand out that no one can replicate. McDonald's chicken nuggets and the roast beef sandwich at Arby's.
Yeah, I agree.
The big beef and cheddar. Yeah. Those would be the two that I'd like. Because, like, now restaurants, they'll make their own good deep-fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Like fried chicken sandwich. Which right. is not as good as Popeyes, but they're still trying.
Yeah.
All right. I will say, and I think Mike might back me up on this, I have a really soft spot for that original chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is nowhere near as good as the Popeyes, the KFC one.
No.
And, you know what I mean?
It's that hoagie roll that they put it on, dude. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, the chefs were like, all right, here's things we can't.
You used to put the fish sandwich on there, too, Mike.
Yeah.
The fish and the chicken were in the big hoagie roll.
Push it as much as you want. People are not going to load the fish sandwich.
I like the fish fillet.
I do, too. I understand that. You can be champions of it. I'm just saying it will never be.
Most perfect bun sandwich. Of any sandwich I've ever seen.
It is. That thing glistens.
It does.
And it's always round.
You laugh, Steve. You look at it, man.
It has the perfect bun.
Picturesque every time.
So first on the list of some of these fast food items professional chefs love, this shouldn't shock you, In-N-Out burgers.
Sure. Yeah.
The ingredients are fresh. Just like I said, just a good burger overall. I will say this. They even put this in the article. They're like, the only real knock you have on In-N-Out is they're just so crowded. It's not the fastest of fast food.
It's right? not.
You're not quite In-N-Out anymore. It's in and wait, and then you're out.
In and wait.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I was at one that was quick was Palm Desert, but it was like the middle of the day on a Friday.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. In May. Most people had already left the desert.
And you were probably the first of the rush.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll always have the 1 year in Vegas. I was number one.
You were actually number one.
Yep.
Let's go, Ted. I mean,
it was heavy because it rolled over.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
But it doesn't. You know,
it's like still in line. Feel good.
Yeah. Oh, I think I still have that receipt.
So I'm number one.
I'm number one.
They go to 99, then start over? Or
oh, it goes like 900 or 1,000.
Okay. All right. No, I think it rolled over at midnight, Miles.
Was it that late? I don't think it was after midnight.
No, that might happen.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My bad.
I think they just run out of numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, at some point.
Damn, Mike.
I thought you were just in there at midnight. I thought it rolled over.
Okay, but shut your mouth, Mike. Obviously, you're wrong.
You know.
Yeah.
That way they know how many they did throughout the day. Sorry.
That would actually make a lot of sense.
I'll just sit here
and shut up. I'm going to get back to this list.
Okay.
Get out of the kitchen.
My bad. Yes, chef.
We chef. Next on the list of professional chefs love fast food, KFC's chicken sandwich.
Yep.
The other thing is, too, is that I give Popeye's credit, but KFC's is very good. These chicken sandwiches have come so far along.
They really have.
There's a lot of restaurants I go to that have really good chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever been to, like, the Capitol Grill?
No.
Yes.
So it's like a high-end steakhouse. But they have three locations that are called just Capitol Burger.
Oh, really?
So there happened to be one in the hotel me and my buddy stayed at. So we went down there after my niece's college graduation party. I was completely schnockered. Like, to the point when the waiter came back, I just said, I'm going to go upstairs. But I got a chicken sandwich. And the next morning, my buddy wakes up. He goes, how you going? I go, hey, I'm all right. I go, Jesus Christ, that sandwich was good. Right. I thought, I didn't think you were going to eat. I was like, oh, I put that down before I slumbered. Now, here's one everybody loves. McNuggets.
Sure.
Yes.
And we've talked about this plenty of times. There's other better nuggets out there. But the McDonald's chicken nugget is iconic. The batter's a little different.
I'm not sure there is. I'm not sure I can name one other place. Man. I'd rather have their nuggets.
No, theirs taste very specific.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I just like their taste.
They don't even necessarily taste like chicken to me, to be honest
no.
with you.
No.
But well, I think they're very definitive.
Right. I think Chick-fil-A has the superior nugget as far as fast food goes.
When I was a kid, it was Burger King.
It's
Burger King had the superior nuggets. But
well,
they
had those little chicken tenders.
They did. They were like small enough tenders for me to be considered nuggets. But I think also the sauces that you get with McDonald's as well, I think really adds to it.
Yeah. And now they're saying like this. They're like, there's whole articles on elevated nuggets become a thing at high or fine dining restaurants.
Really? Elevated nuggets.
Yeah. It's moving that way. It has been for a long time. Tots, whatever the deal is.
You know. Yeah. I like this. They just said the Impossible Whopper. And I get what they're saying.
What
here.
Is the Impossible Whopper?
It's a Whopper with an Impossible Burger on it.
Right. We had them before.
Right.
And I
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, this is really good. Now, it's different than the Whopper, yes, because it's not real meat. But, like, I agree with this chef. He's just like, look, if you're a vegetarian, that's probably the best option in fast food.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can't just eat French fries for a whole meal every time you go somewhere because you don't eat beef.
Right.
Well, and if you were to go to some sort of a party that just had a whole stack of those Impossible Whoppers and you didn't know that they were Impossible Whoppers, they were just sandwiches, you might not think that they were as good as a Whopper is. There's something a little off about it, but... Other than that, the flavor profile is all there. I think you even liked it, Steve.
Yeah, is that vegan?
Yes.
So it's probably
vegetarian
the only,
or vegan?
It's probably the only vegan that doesn't have plant stuff.
I think it's vegetarian.
I don't know if
is it vegan?
I don't know if it's vegan because it's cooked on the same grills as beef. Right.
But it's close enough if you are even vegan that that's probably the only
sandwich
available.
Well, if you've got Impossible Burgers at home. Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, even this year, I'm not going to say the place, but where we had the office Christmas party, like I had to tell a couple people, like, that place is vegan.
Yeah.
Those burgers are fake.
Yes, and they're delicious.
Hey. Fake burger with them fake cows.
Just got vegan cows out there.
Yeah.
Number one on the list, and a bunch of chefs had this top of their list. This would be shocked. It's the Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, just the fried chicken, not the sandwich.
Just the fried chicken. Well, remember, for a while, there was a place in L.A. that got in trouble. Is they were serving, like, chicken and waffles or something.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
For, like, 20-some bucks. And they found out the people were just going across the street to Popeyes. Popeyes and buying chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I could tell you to this day, and I'll find out in October, if you go to a tailgate at a Maryland game with my family, inevitably, somebody will bring a box of Popeyes.
Oh, yeah.
Never any other place. It's always Popeyes.
And how happy is everyone to see them?
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the one time where you're like, I guess I'm having fried chicken for breakfast. Unless you're, you know, brunch, you get away with
it. Well, fishing too.
Yeah, you're right.
Fishing's a good one.
But yeah, I mean, I think even with these chefs, everybody has something they like, you know, at fast food or whatever. And I think everybody has that. It's specific. I mean, hell, shout out to somewhere local, Taco Time Northwest. I mean, just that crisp burrito.
Good, fresh.
Yeah, like I just don't know where else you're going to get that kind of thing.
Same people that came up with pizza.
Yeah.
All right. We did Little Caesars. We're thinking for you. How about good, fresh?
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to cut off you out to 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The UK government is cracking down on fraudulent BBL procedures by requiring all operations to be conducted by licensed professionals recognized by the CQC.
You think that's a good idea?
Who's doing this? England?
The UK, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just trying to, because the problem is there's too many, you know, backdoor procedures, AO, that just, they get botched. So they're trying to keep people from maiming themselves, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. Any kind of medical procedure, I'd like them to be licensed.
Yeah.
That's just me.
You should. I understand. They're expensive. However, your body needs to be taken care of.
I would prefer that the person cutting my hair has a license.
Yeah. I think they have to get one, right?
Exactly. So if that's all it takes for that, then yes.
Right. Anybody that's doing anything to you, just make sure that they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Especially. I think also, and I know, like, maybe I'm just more used to fake boobs. You can tell when they don't fit on a girl's body.
Yeah.
But some of those BBLs, it's like, right, but you still have, like, toothpick legs. Like, that's not real, right?
And you got to sit on it.
But that's an amazing problem to have. I'm so used to these big fake boobs.
A new Martin Luther King Jr. monument was erected in Florida, and locals are upset.
Because it looks like Forrest Whitaker?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
his eye droopy?
No, it's his face doesn't look right. That's what's noticeable about him, huh?
About Forrest Whitaker?
Yes, sorry. His face doesn't look right. His proportions are off.
Yeah, like, who is this?
He looks like his growth was stunted.
I know.
Like, his body looks shorter than what his head suggests that he should be. So, like, first I get the I get the headline. It's like, okay, come on, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I don't think it looks like Forrest. Yeah. I mean, I'm only
going by the FARC headline.
I'm only repeating what Dwayne Wade said, because his looked kind of different. And he's just like, it's hard to do him. Like, it's close enough.
Right? I don't care. That's not close enough.
I think he kind of looks like Mike Singletary.
You know what? Take a picture with it.
That's right.
Look at that. It'll be whoever you want it to.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's the guy on, you know, the Alaska Airlines plane.
Yeah. Right. The Jamaican.
Bob Marley.
Your old
Bob Marley.
The Eskimo.
Random dude I met.
Technology issues delayed more than 1,000 United Airlines flights yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that caused no problems.
No, not at all.
You just don't want to be there on that day.
No.
Because Alaska had this, what, 2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. So it's going to happen again.
Yeah,
so
you know what it is.
You just hope not to roll the dice, be on that character or on that charter or on that carrier that day.
Yeah. You just think that they'd start to get some of this stuff figured out.
Rely less on technology would be my advice.
Yeah. No, they're not going to do that.
I know they're not going to do that, but this is going to keep happening.
Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an A word, meaning to make an official decision on which party is right in a dispute or to settle it judicially. An A word, meaning to make an official decision on which party is right in a dispute or to settle it judicially.
Arbitrator.
Arbitrator. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
Arbitrator. Ted.
Agreement?
Adjudicate.
Adjudicate. I've never heard of it.
Adjudicate. Well, Miles, it's an A word, meaning to make an official decision on which party is right in a dispute or to settle it judicially. Okay. So enjoy that. The U.S. is auctioning off. I love this. The U.S. is auctioning off a mega yacht seized from a Russian oligarch worth roughly $325 million.
Where's that money going?
Yeah, right.
Who's going to buy that?
Ballroom. I don't know. Somebody with a lot of money.
Somebody will.
They're going to buy it. Yeah. You know they will.
They'll probably give it back to the guy that they seized it from.
Yeah.
I will buy a yacht.
That's right.
I bid $325 million American dollars.
Thank God that thing's not bugged.
Yeah no right. kidding.
No kidding, dude.
Yeah, all the windows open easily.
Breakaway glass, they call it.
Yeah, he fell into water.
Oh, no. There was shark with a waiting mouth.
That'd be cool, though.
That'd be cool. I mean,
you're going to fall out a window of the ocean.
Right into his mouth, man. Never seen nothing like it.
That's right there with how Samuel L. Jackson died. I know he came out, but like falling out, and all of a sudden he just like splashes it like, yeah.
Yep.
And then grabs him. Look out.
There's a flesh-eating bacteria spreading in Florida that's already claimed 8 lives. There's like 13 cases so far, and 8 people are dead from this thing.
Yeah, I saw something about that last night. I just saw it in Florida. I'm like, makes sense.
Yeah.
America has a new most stolen car. As close as you can get, it's a car that you've heard of before, and it's one of those where it's got the, you know, the added thing on the end of it.
So, did you see the picture of the new one?
I did.
The Accord and the Civic. Is it still in the...
It is not in the Honda family, no.
Used to be in Mike's family.
Yes, it did.
Mustang.
No. Camaro, very close.
Oh, Camaro. Damn.
The Chevy Camaro. CL1
is now that car out.
Is now the most stolen car.
Convertible.
Yeah. At least it's cool.
The Camaro's a beautiful car.
That's what I'm saying. When it was like the Accord and all that, I'm like, I get it because it's easy.
Right.
But in the end, I have an Accord.
I loved having mine. Yeah.
That's easy to steal. Or no, the people are just stealing it because it's awesome.
Yeah. There's a back door in it somehow through the electronic system.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll pop it. That'll start it.
I loved having mine. But working in Seattle and parking in Seattle, I parked it out here. Like, I parked it in a stupid spot. I'll admit that.
I mean, look at that thing.
But what happened to it?
That's pretty cool.
You know, because I had just damaged it. I had gone over the I-90 pass.
All right.
And on the way back down, it was a little bit snowy. I ended up ricocheting into the guardrail. And so I finally got it fixed. And I parked it there to go to the torchlight parade. I got back. Not only was my window smashed in, but they had also bashed my car. Like, they took a couple swipes on the side of the car. So, I was like, I can't have this thing in Seattle anymore. I got to get rid of it. So, thanks.
I mean, it's very cool looking.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
And also on the list.
I wish I still had it.
Yeah. So, the convertibles, is that number one, the convertible?
The ZL1.
The ZL1.
It's not necessarily a convertible.
Then there's their step-down model. And that's number three.
Gotcha.
Well, damn.
Was that the SS?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one I had.
In between that's like a Chevy
the RS.
But look, if I'm Chevy, I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
No skin off their nose, but I go like, cool.
I want it. A first edition of The Hobbit just sold for $58,000.
Damn.
That book was published in 1938.
Question is, how many are there? So first edition.
How many first editions are there? Yeah.
Do they print 1,000?
Right.
What was the number back then?
But even when you do, say they printed 100,000, which I doubt.
Yeah.
But from 1938 until now, I mean, think about all the books you grew up with that broke the spine, threw them out, whatever. Yeah. You didn't care. You find out later that book was worth a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Like, damn. Okay. Same thing with like old vinyl.
Yeah.
All right. You grow up, you buy a record, you don't think about it. Maybe it gets lost in the shuffle, gets lost in the movie. And then you find out, oh, well, that was the first pressing of this album. And it turns out this thing is now worth $15,000.
Yeah. My granddad, I don't know if he was just an early reader of John Grisham's or if he actually went out and found these things, but he's got a handful. He had a handful of first edition John Grisham books. Like, I'm talking The Firm, A Time to Kill. Like, he's got the first editions of those books, and they're currently in my old man's place.
Have you looked them up to see?
Hardback or soft?
Oh, hardback, baby.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much those are going to be. Those are
Grisham,
be.
I love those books.
Hell yeah.
That's one guy I would just voluntarily read.
Absolutely. I think VD would steal them from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of his genre.
A new study shows that clownfish actually shrink down to survive heat stress.
It's awfully hot.
I'm going to get smaller. Look at that. Usually gets bigger in the hot weather.
Pull my fin.
I feel like people generally lose weight in the summer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Everybody does. It's hot. You're not eating as much.
You know what, Steve? You're making me laugh too much. Let's stick with the clowns.
The men's top 10.
Sorry, Ted.
The men's top 10.
Gonna spook you out a little bit.
10 or more fascinating facts about clowns. I've often wondered what kind of clown I would be.
A horrible.
Sure, when you're a kid and you grow up watching the Bozo Circus, you think, hey, that's what I want to do. When in all reality, Bozo probably had a coke habit, a drinking problem, 3 ex-wives he couldn't afford, and an incurable sexually transmitted disease. I think I'd be like Heath Ledger's Joker without all the anarchy. I just stand on street corners staring vacantly at the passers-by. Of course, I'd be armed to the teeth, and instead of shooting water out of my flower, it would be my urine.
Ew.
Wow.
That's assault, brother.
Armed to the teeth.
Armed to the teeth. So here's some fun and interesting clown facts. The largest gathering of professional clowns consisted of, how many do you guys think? Your closest guess of the largest gathering of professional clowns.
1,200.
1,200. Ted Smith.
2,500.
2,500. Miles.
3,000.
You're all over. 850.
850.
850.
All
right. Set the record. That was back in 1991.
Where at?
The UK.
All right.
Set at Bognor Regis, UK.
Oh, Bognor.
Bognor.
Sounds I like should have named my daughter then.
Bognor. There was a clown attack craze back in 2016.
Yep.
While the fear of clowns is mainly associated with kids, the clown attack in 2016 caused absolute havoc, even to adults. The clown hysteria took the United States by storm, fueling fascination and fear in equal measure. The frenzy started in South Carolina, where it was reported that clowns were spotted luring children into the woods.
Jesus.
Soon, people from Alabama and Wisconsin reported scary clown sightings. While most of the reports were hoaxes, a few arrests were made. And if I'm not mistaken, that was also in conjunction with the It remake that came out.
Okay, that would make sense.
So I feel like people just kind of took that and run. And I remember that there was also, you know, because it wasn't a clown attack craze so much as it was a creepy clown craze.
Yes.
And I remember there was one dude that would, he'd sit in like parking garages and he was dressed up as a scary clown and he'd have some sort of a dead victim on the ground and he would fill like a gallon jug with just red liquid.
Yeah.
And he had this big old mallet. He'd wait till people came around the corner and then he'd slam the mallet down on that jug that looked like his head.
Is that illegal?
I don't know.
I mean, you're causing some tension there, but
some distress, yeah. But as long as you don't threaten them, right. I can't imagine.
Like, if I stood on my driveway, my property,
mischief,
and I'm just...
I guess.
Yeah, maybe you could do that.
I think you could get cited to some degree. I don't think you could get arrested, but I think you could get cited. So there you go. There was an annual clowns service to honor deceased clowns.
Okay.
Usually held at the Holy Trinity Church in England.
I figure if I'm a magician, I pass on. There's going to be some magicians at my service.
Open casket, but he's not in there.
Right. How many doggone tricks go on at a magician?
Then I jump out from a door. Ha ha!
Well, of course, clowns had to have clown service. Nobody else cared.
Damn.
Wow. Jeez, a whiz.
To hell with you.
There's a clown organization that brings relief to communities in crisis through laughter. There are non-governmental organizations that help communities in the crisis overcome sadness by making them laugh.
Non-government?
What clown has ever made you laugh?
Krusty?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
The
three homie, in this room.
Homie. Homie the clown.
Homie the clown.
Yeah, very
homie
funny.
Homie the clown.
There's only a handful.
I just like the idea of some poor neighborhood has been swept away because of some natural disaster, and then here come the clowns like, we're here to help.
Like, cool.
Can't you laugh it off yet? Clowns' red noses. Do you know why clowns have red noses originally?
That's the only color they can
drunk.
Find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is to depict alcoholics. Back in the day, clowns were used to imitate lower class characters in society, primarily alcoholics. The red nose was used to portray the ruddy complexion of drunkards.
There we swerve with
a
guy.
Down.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. There's a clown's commandments.
Oh, my God.
Clowns have their own code of ethics called the Clown Commandments. The 8 rules dictate their behavior, dress code, how they apply makeup, and the general art of being a clown.
What are they?
I don't know.
Of course they only have 8.
Hang on. There you are. Let's see here.
Run the mountaintops.
1, don't be a clown pervert.
Well,
2,
Jesus.
I will learn to apply my makeup in a professional manner. 3, I will neither drink alcoholic beverages nor smoke while in makeup or clown costume.
Makeup. There's the guy.
There you go. 4, I will remove my makeup and change into street clothes as soon as possible following my appearance. 5, while
I wonder why that is.
So that you don't besmirch the name of clowns, I would
think. Yeah, but I mean, like if I had to stop by, I don't know, the grocery store on the way home.
Well, as soon as possible.
Well, I know. I'm saying, like, I think people would be like, hey, look, there's a clown.
I saw a mascot once with his head off smoking a cig, and it just crushed it for me.
Yeah.
It was after the game. He was in the parking lot, but I was just like, come on, man. You got to drive off
a long day.
I think it's kind of the same thing as, like, you know, if you work it for whatever establishment, and then you go and do something stupid, if you're wearing your company shirt.
Right.
It's like, we're not involved, but don't involve us.
Right, like, don't get arrested in the costume of Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly.
Dude.
Well, that wasn't his fault. They arrested him on the job.
5, while on appearance and makeup and costume, I will carry out the directives of the producer or his designated deputies.
All right.
Okay. 6, I will do my very best to maintain the best clown standards of makeup, costuming, properties, and comedy. 7, I will appear in as many clown shows as I possibly can. And 7, I will be committed to providing an atmosphere free of discrimination and harassment for clowns of all ages to share ideas and learn about the art of clowning.
Ooh, Mike, no black people.
Guess where the clown con is next year?
Where? Right here in Seattle?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, Nashville!
It's $290.
I like it.
If you pre-register.
Which state has the highest number of clowns in the U.S.? Again, these are fun clown facts.
I'll say Tennessee, then.
Tennessee, not
unofficially, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Unofficially, California. Michigan.
Not much happens in this state.
New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Illinois.
North Dakota.
has the highest concentration of clowns?
According to a poll conducted in 2014, North Dakota records the highest number of clowns available for hire.
I would think it would be based on the number of children.
Okay.
You know, like anything else. More cars, more gas stations.
Sure.
Not much industry in North Dakota, so they're all clowns. I mean,
they got clowns on lock.
Do rodeo clowns count as real clowns? Like, I like those dudes. I respect them.
You know what, Ted? I don't know.
All right.
I do not know. The clown car is not an illusion. It's a common circus clown routine where many clowns emerge from a seemingly small vehicle. People often think that the clown car is an illusion, but as it turns out, it's not. Usually the vehicle's internal components are removed to create space for as many as 21 performers. Cole Bros Circus was the first to perform the routine during the 1950s. Yes. There was a brawl between firefighters and clowns at a Toronto-based brothel. One of the biggest brawls in Toronto's history occurred at a brothel in 1855 when a group of clowns traveling in a circus engaged the local volunteering firefighting group. While the cause of the conflict remains unknown, it resulted in a riot that saw many nearby homes looted. The clowns won the battle.
They beat the firemen.
Wow.
That's brutal. That's a giant foot up your ass.
What happened to you? I can't tell you.
I'm not going to tell you, man.
An illiterate clown was elected to Congress in Brazil. An illiterate clown, but that's just what they called him.
Oh.
During the 2010 elections, an illiterate clown called Francisco Oliveira, a.k.a. Tiririca. Was elected into Congress in Sao Paulo, Brazil. In his campaigns, Tiririca told people that he wouldn't work or do anything for the residents if elected. Instead, he would monitor what other elected leaders did in the Congress, and he garnered 1.3 million votes.
You know, one thing I appreciate about the U.S., we would never, ever elect an illiterate clown.
We would never put an illiterate clown in Washington.
Well, that's not even near politics.
No. Not at all.
State, local, the whole deal.
And then I will leave you with this last and final fun fact about clowns, and it hits our own Ted Smith close to home. Fear of clowns is one of the most common phobias in kids. According to research, the fear of clowns is the most common among kids. Those predisposed to anxiety are more susceptible.
Yeah, you don't say.
Some clowns' costumes are generally scary, further explaining the phobia. Does anybody know what the fear of clowns is called?
Is it the chorophobia?
Chorophobia. Yep. You killed it, Steve. Well done. So some fun facts about clowns. A car salesman in Florida got a ticket for not having a license plate, but there's a little misunderstanding there, Miles.
Let's know what happened.
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, the Thrill Hill, to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified family right here in the Puget Sound. You know, like a lot of people, a family member passes on, and sometimes they request to be cremated, and most of the time, they want their ashes spread somewhere. And in this case, they were spreading the ashes into Puget Sound. They weren't on the beach. I mean, they got in a boat, went into the Sound, and went to spread the ashes. What you need to know about the scenario, though, is the deceased, they requested a Frank Sinatra song be played while the ashes are being spread. The family accommodated that. But they did it through Spotify, which makes sense. But they did it through the free Spotify. And it's free because it has commercials. I'll let you listen in on the moment that they are spreading the ashes of their loved one.
The
quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
The number one food for regular.
Yeah.
The fastest way to clear out stuck poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Oh, no.
They're spreading the ashes, and a commercial for a constipation pops on immediately after the song that opens with a fart. To the family's credit, they did laugh about it. How could you not?
Yeah.
And one of the family members said, like, this is why you pay for Spotify.
That's an awesome way to start an ad.
Right? I think that is a fantastic.
I'm glad immediately on my attention.
Hey, look, I want it to be respectful. I want you to play some Frank, okay? I want to be on a boat and play Frank.
But the best thing about that, man, is that the family laughs. So no matter what, when they revisit that moment instead of the sadness, it's a big chuckle forever, man. Yeah. Pay for Spotify. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummy.
Down the hola, bitchola. All right, it's going to get tested a lot now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.